Well, how many times do we say on this program that people don't take responsibility for themselves anymore? In fact, personal responsibility seems to have been thrown out the window and replaced with this blame game. We always blame somebody else for everything that's going on, whether it be obesity, whether it be our choice to take up smoking. Look, it could be anything. We know this. Well, one expert agrees with us, Malcolm Dawes. He's an authority on people, performance and effectiveness and joins us now. Malcolm, this blame game, can it be turned around?
Yes, I think it can. It's up to people to take responsibility, however, for their own actions, of course. And that's the big challenge. I think too many people don't take enough responsibility for their own actions. And as a consequence, the blame game continues.
So I guess the difficult thing is, though, most of us, whilst we've become, I think we've become a nation of whingers, individually we would all agree that we're not the problem. How do we identify in ourselves that we are part of that problem?
Well, I think it stems back to just about everything we do. You know, as parents, I'm a parent of three, I'm a father of three sons, all of whom have grown up now. But I think, you know, you take the instance when you're sitting in the or standing in the queue at the supermarket checkout and the kids are screaming for a lolly or a chocolate bar or something. And, you know, parents blame the supermarkets for having lollies in the checkout rather than taking responsibility for themselves. And similarly, I see in the workplace as well, you know, when something goes wrong, people point the finger and say, well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do that. And even if you look at sport, dare I mention the ball tampering incident of last summer where Steve Smith on live TV said, it's, you know, it's not my fault. It's the leadership. This goes all the way to the leadership. And I thought, well, you are the leadership. So how can you possibly possibly say that you're not to blame? So it's I think it's, you know, it's endemic in our society that we look for others to blame. And I think governments also take responsibility away from us. And therefore, it's easy then to pass the blame on to somebody else because we're not given the responsibility to take that on board ourselves. And I think it comes down to the fact that we need to take on the responsibility and say sometimes, I've made a mistake, I've stuffed up. And it's perfectly okay to do that, but learn from the mistake you've made, but don't blame other people for the mistake that you've made.
You talk about emotional intelligence. Explain to us what that means.
Well, emotional intelligence is about the ability of an individual to recognize how they feel in any given situation and also to recognize how other people feel as well, and then to respond appropriately. So it's another one of those things where people say, you make me feel angry. Well, no, you make yourself feel angry. You make yourself feel sad. You make yourself feel excited. So when, again, people point the finger of blame, they try and apportion the way that they feel to somebody else. So emotional intelligence, you know, we cannot control our emotions. They come from the part of our brain, which for the biology students amongst your listeners, that comes from the limbic system, the primitive bit of the brain, which basically we have no control over. We can manage how we feel, but we can't control it. So in other words, if you were to say something to me right now which offended me and, you know, made me angry, I can choose to respond to my primitive brain and call you a name back for saying something to me. Or I can use the newer part of my brain, the so-called neocortex, which allows me to stop and think, well, did he really mean it like that? Did he really mean to offend me? Or is he just making his point of view heard? And therefore, I can change the way I feel or certainly change the way I respond to my feelings based on my ability to, you know, sort of stop the primitive brain in its tracks, as it were. So, and the good thing about emotional intelligence is that we can learn it. We can increase our what's called emotional quotient, whereas, you know, once we get to a certain age, we can't increase our IQ, our intelligence quotient, but we can increase our EQ. So there's some good news there that you can actually get better at this emotional intelligence thing.
I guess the problem I see here is that in order to break the cycle, we need to break the cycle. Are there simple tools or do you have simple suggestions for people as to when you find yourself in a situation where you feel you would normally blame somebody else or as you say, take offence to what somebody said or react in the wrong way, what sort of mechanism should you use to stop yourself from crossing that line?
Well, it's a relatively simple thing, which is called reframe or rethink your position. So if somebody says something to you or you're in a situation where you feel angry or annoyed or frustrated or confused, it's to reframe your thinking. So to stop your... We all know when we get that feeling of anger, we start to sort of get that pent-up feeling, which comes, you know, we get that gut feeling of being angry or whatever. And once we recognize that, it's simple to say, it's another thing to do, but it's to stop yourself and say, okay, how should I react in this situation? You know, what happens if I start shouting back at this person? We're not going to go anywhere. If I continue to feel angry or disappointed or confused, I'm not going to be successful in whatever task or project or, you know, situation I'm trying to work in. So it's a matter of then, you know, we can tell ourselves what to do. And it's a matter of really stopping, thinking, and reframing that thinking to looking at something in a more positive light. I mean, we are wired as human beings to look at things from a negative perspective. And that's it's done by nature. It's designed so that we are protected from danger, if you like. And the interesting thing is, though, that there's a phrase I often use, which is, so far as we know, we are the only creatures on the planet who can think about what we've just thought about. So in other words, if I think that somebody's just said something unpleasant to me, I can actually stop and think about the thought that I've just had. And yeah. those thoughts stem from our feelings, because we get the primitive brain kicks in and says, that person has said something unpleasant or has blamed you for something. And then you can stop, think about that and say, well, actually, they're blaming me, but I'm going to take not the high ground, you know, not take that superior stance, but to try and explain, you know, how can we both together resolve this situation, and how can we both together work on this so that that problem doesn't reappear in the future.
Malcolm, I think we'd both agree that it's become a societal problem now, and everybody seems to be offended by everything. As you say, we can all sort of take our own individual steps. I'd love to talk to you about how we turn society around, but I think that might take hours and copious amounts of alcohol. So,
well, I'm quite happy to do both, but I know what you mean.
We might do that another time. Malcolm, I really appreciate your time this evening.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much indeed for your time.
That's Malcolm Dawes. He's an authority on people, performance and effectiveness. Well, there you go. Do you think you can employ those techniques? Do you think you can stop and think about what you just thought about rather than blame or be offended? 13 27 10. Give me a call.